Epilogue. Weeks later, Nath stood inside the throne room at Dragon Home. The piles of gold and treasure were as high as ever. Gemstones twinkled and winked in the grand torchlight. Belzerth sat on the throne, resting his great jaw on his clawed fist.
"Why, you're not even 250 years old,"
his father said.
"You don't really think your days of adventure are over yet, do you?"
"Well, we defeated Gorn Grantic, stopped the war. What else is there?"
"You don't really think men, elves, orcs, and dwarfs are going to start getting along, do you?"
"Well,"
Nath said, scratching his mane,
"I don't suppose, but..."
He glanced at Selene.
"Son,"
Belzerth said, reaching his great clawed hand down and patting him on the head.
"You've done so well, but evil never rests. Not only must you be vigilant for all, but also yourself. Don't think for one moment that all the dragons are going to behave."
"I'll keep them in line."
"Ha ha!"
Belzerth's short laugh shook the throne room, loosening piles of gold like shale.
"Just like I kept you in line, eh, son?"
He turned his great frame and head toward the enormous mural in the rear of the throne room.
"Every living thing has a mind of its own. Remember that. It's their choice to do right or wrong. Same as it was yours. Same as it will be with your children."
"Children?"
Nath said, jaw dropping. Selene locked her fingers with his.
"You will have children,"
Belzerth said.
"Nothing prepares you for that. They are full of so many wonderful surprises. They can be trouble as well, just as you were to me. I was to my father, and my father to my grandfather. Be firm, just, but always love them, no matter what."
Belzerth turned his great scaly neck back toward him. His golden eyes were watery.
"It's brought me nothing but joy, watching you grow up and become fully dragon. Nath, it aches my heart to have to go, but my time on this world is at its end. I'll see you soon. Never forget how much I love you, son."
Nath's heart burst in his chest. Tears streamed down his cheeks. He didn't want his father to go. So much time had been missed, wasted. Now he was going. Just like that.
"Don't go, father. Not yet."
"Oh,"
Belzerth said. His eyes brightened.
"Stay for a little longer, at least."
"I wish I could, Nath. But there is an appointed time for all, including me."
Nath fell to his knees and laid his hands on his father's tail. A flood of emotion overcame him. He trembled.
"Son, have no regrets. It's quite natural for the child to leave his parents and live life on his own. We'll be together soon enough on the other side of the mural. Have faith, son."
Nath sniffed. Even with all the power he'd mustered, he felt like a child once again.
"Father, can you tell me something?"
He looked up in Belzerth's eyes.
"Was I really hatched from an egg?"
A smile cracked on Belzerth's face.
"You need to ask your mother that."
"My mother?"
Nath stood.
"I really have a mother?"
"Yes. And when I leave, you'll have the power to find her."
Belzerth headed closer to the mural. Neth watched in silence, stunned. His tongue clove to the roof of his mouth. With one last wave goodbye, Balzerth slipped into the mural.
I love you, Father!
Neth blurted out. But Balzerth was already gone. Neth's chin dipped down to his chest. Celine rubbed his shoulder. He patted her hand.
Well,
he said, lifting his chin and tossing back his mane.
I guess we should search out my mother.
Celine hugged him and spoke in his ear.
I'll see you later, Dragon King.
She kissed his cheek, turned, and headed out of the throne room. The great doors sealed shut behind her. Nath stood gaping for a while before he climbed up on the throne. There he sat, a dragon-scaled man, fist under his chin on a seat, meant for someone 10 times bigger than him. He contemplated all he had done, all that had happened. He snapped his fingers, and a ball of flame appeared. With a huff, he blew it out.
I'm bored.
The pounding on the great door stirred the piles of coins in the room. Nath sat up and said,
Open!
The great door swung inward. The stout, black-bearded figure standing in the threshold seemed so tiny in comparison. A broad smile formed on Nath's lips.
Brenwar, what are you doing back here?
In a new set of black plate armor, Brenwar marched into the room and took a knee.
Rise,
Nath said,
and don't ever do that again.
He hadn't gotten used to the formalities of being king yet.
Unless you have to. So what brings you back to visit?
Brenwar rose to his feet and gazed up at Nath, sitting on the throne.
If you get off your hind end and come down here, I'll tell you.
Oh,
Nath said, hopping down out of the massive chair.
Better?
Brenwar nodded and grumbled.
A little bird called me out. It says to me, we need to find Nath, the Dragon King's mother. Unless you'd rather sit on that throne up there.
You know where she is?
I know enough. Are you coming or not, Your Majesty?
Will it be dangerous?
Of course.
Then, what are we waiting for?
Thank you.